the stove, was it a wood-burning stove?
A coal.
Coal.
I never lived where it was wood-burning. That's unusual, too, for my age. I talked with my parents about that, and my mother says she always had a coal-burning stove.
Uh-huh.
Until the electric stoves came around.
What did you do for cold things? For cold things, like for refrigeration?
Yeah, we had a refrigerator on the back porch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the...
Was it an ice box?
Yeah, they put ice.
They brought ice. The ice man came. Uh-huh. That was always a thrill. The ice man came and delivered the ice. And our groceries were delivered. Mm-hmm. That just seems unreal to me. But my mother would order the groceries, and they would deliver the groceries to our home. Uh-huh.
What types of food did you eat when you were younger?
I had wonderful food. My mother was a wonderful cook and very wise in what she prepared. And we always had, while we were there, a wonderful colored woman who helped my mother. It was one of the good things my daddy did. We had a lot of company. And as I said, my father was very outgoing, and he invited every preacher and everybody that he knew to come to our house and spend the night and all. But he provided a helper for my mother. So we had, for years, I remembered her name, the first one, but I have forgotten it.
What types of food did you eat, Bo? Mm-hmm. I mean, well, we have spaghetti every night.
No, we didn't ever have spaghetti. We had vegetables and just the
meat
old-fashioned food. Very good food.
Biscuits and cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother do a lot of baking?
My mother did some cooking, but this woman who helped her did most of the cooking.
Uh-huh. And what kind of things did they fix for, like, desserts?
I think we most had ice cream.
Ice cream.
I don't remember having fancy cakes or anything like that.
Or pies and cobblers and things.
Cobblers, right, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah, early on, I don't think you'd have had much ice cream with an ice box.
And one of the things that was wonderful then was that friends, at that time girlfriends, spent the night with each other.
Uh-huh.
And I had several friends one was named Mildred, and I spent the night back and forth with Mildred all the time. The other was Nell. And Linda's going to tell, should I tell about the trip, Linda?
Well, you can.
Nell and I, from 10 years, were friends and spent the night with each other and all in the same grade and all. And we went to Georgia together and roomed together the first year and until Christmas of the second year. And I moved into the Alpha Gamma house. And then Nell had to drop out later, but she did go back later and get her degree and taught. But she married a Jewish man and lived in New York and that area from then on. So after we finished school and all, we were separated, but we were never really separated. We have been close friends all these years. And she calls me almost weekly. She is a widow now and lives in an assisted living place in Fairfax, Virginia. And recently, Linda, who is writing the book about my life, did the most wonderful thing. She planned a trip on the train for us to go to see Nell. I had not seen her in about 20 years. And we had our own little compartment on the train and everything. and went and visited with Nell, and Linda drove us all over Washington, and Fairfax is just out of Washington. And so that, and I have the pictures